You're listening to Business Lunch with Roland Fraser. This is your seat at the table.
Hey guys, this is Darren, the producer of the show, and we're so glad you joined us today. We have a snack-sized episode from Roland, and as you've come to expect, he's bringing high value today if you're trying to scale your business. So thanks for listening, and please do hit subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening, and visit us at businesslunchpodcast.com. All right, here's Roland.
Okay, just to give you some help in thinking about the options to improve your customer experience, think about all of the touch points, the customer touch points that you have. Every time that your customer comes into contact with your brand and your experience delivering on that promise of the brand, you need to be sure that each of these do that. There's a whole lot of touch points, but when I mentioned pre-purchase, purchase, post-purchase, you might have more than this, but there's ads, walk by, walk in, word of mouth, print ad, radio, TV, trade show, referral, website, blog, newsletter, flyer, search engine, email, webinar, landing pages when they land pre-purchase, and then all social media, Snap, Facebook, Instagram, etc. User-generated content, if you have any, that would include testimonials that they might see, experience through Messenger, chat, user groups, forums, review sites, retargeting campaigns, comparison sites, competitor sites, online store, call center, physical store, Amazon, direct mail, samples, trial, and anything else you can think of, right? There's a lot of places that your customer might come into contact with your brand, and that is part of the customer experience, pre-purchase. Then purchase, who has been frustrated in just the checkout purchase online with any merchant, right? Everybody. Add to cart, view cart, customer login, guest checkout, pre-pop checkout, one-click purchases, edit cart, add remove, pre-purchase from cart, Zoom detail, persistent cart. Probably my biggest pet peeve. My wife leaves over a billion tabs open on her browser, all on shopping carts. Several of them just disappear ever so often. They're not persistent or they're limited persistence. They don't stay. And then she goes to buy and it's gone, and she never goes back and buys again. And we hate them forever, right? So persistent cart, shipping methods, delivery times, in and out of stock. This is all during purchase, right? This is all the info and the experience as you're actually trying to buy. Payment methods, upsells, downsells, cross-sells, in-purchase support, thank you page, confirmations, chat, messenger bots, in-person sales, call center, okay? And then we go over to post-purchase and say, I've already bought now. But most people drop the ball here. They don't think about anything. They let whatever automated confirmation process happen, and then they forget about it because they're too concerned with just delivering the thing that the person bought and getting the next person. But there's so much more money to be had and so much more goodwill to be had and customer experience to be had. Email order confirmations, messenger order confirmations instead of email. Bots, shipping confirmations, tracking delivery time. That's like, what is the actual time that the product takes to get to them? The delivery unboxing experience and box opening welcome. What happens when they open the box? Do they get welcomed? First product contact, the first time they actually see or lay hands on the product physically or online. First product use. Use instructions. Bundle in offers, onboarding, net promoter score, consumption, gifts, follow-up, support, user-generated content. Again, in this case, creating it. User communities, testimonials, follow-on sales, loyalty programs, retention, referral, reorder, reviews. There's a lot of customer touch points, right? If you really break it down, every time that your customer comes into contact with your brand and your experience delivering on that promise of the brand, you need to be sure that each of these things do that. And if you want to look at industry leaders to give you an idea of people to follow and people to think about, and then maybe even document and create comparative customer experience journals so that you can say, here's what these guys do well. The best in the industries, Southwest, USAA, Vanguard, Dish, Cricket, Virgin, Kaiser Permanente, all those kinds of people. To me, some of the biggest breakthroughs that I've had is they come from looking at other industries and seeing what they're doing and then applying it to my own.
You've been listening to Business Lunch with Roland Fraser. If you're enjoying the show, let us know by subscribing and leaving a review.
And for more information, go to businesslunchpodcast.com. Thank you for listening.
What if 3 days could change the course of your business in 2023? Get Scalable Live is where you'll gain great clarity on the next steps that will help you create the business, life, and wealth you deserve. Connect with business owners and entrepreneurs just like you, hungry for advice, proven strategies, and necessary connections to grow a business.
Literally, million-dollar conversations are happening in the hallways, in the bathrooms, across tables.
Get Scalable Live at Fairmont Austin, November 2nd through 4th. Tickets are on sale now at GetScalableLive.com.